and she does a fantastic job, but actually seeing a lot of people in pain every day cannot but take its toll at times. So I'm just going to say thank you, Tracy, for coming to share this reading with us today. And I just pray God's blessing on you, his strength, and his replenishment for your soul. Bless you, and thank you for your reading for us.
Morning. Job speaks of wisdom and understanding. People know where to mine silver and how to refine gold. They know where to dig iron from the earth and how to smelt copper from rock. They know how to shine light in the darkness and explore the furthest regions of the earth as they search in the dark for ore. They sink a mine shaft into the earth far from where anyone lives. They descend on ropes swinging back and forth. Food is grown on the earth above, but down below, the earth is melted as by fire. Here, the rocks contain precious lapis lazuli, and the dust contains gold. These are treasures no bird of prey can see, no falcon's eye observe. No wild animal has walked upon these treasures. No lion has ever set his paw there. People know how to tear apart flinty rocks and overturn the roots of mountains. They cut tunnels in the rocks and uncover precious stones. They dam up the trickling streams and bring to light the hidden treasures. But do people know where to find wisdom? Where can they find understanding? No one knows where to find it, for it is not found among the living. It is not here, says the ocean. Nor is it here, says the sea. It cannot be bought with gold. It cannot be purchased with silver. It's worth more than all of the gold of Ophir, greater than precious onyx or lapis lazuli. Wisdom is more valuable than gold and crystal. It cannot be purchased with jewels mounted in fine gold. Coral and jasper are worthless in trying to get it. The price of wisdom is far above rubies. Precious peridot from Ethiopia cannot be exchanged for it. It's worth more than the purest gold. But do people know where to find wisdom? Where can they find understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all humanity. Even the sharp-eyed birds in the sky cannot discover it. Destruction and death say, we've heard only rumours of where wisdom can be found. God alone understands the way to wisdom. He knows where it can be found, for he looks throughout the whole earth and sees everything under the heavens. He decided how hard the winds should blow and how much rain should fall. He made the laws for the rain and laid out a path for the lightning. Then he saw wisdom and evaluated it. He set it in place and examined it thoroughly. And this is what he says to all humanity. The fear of the Lord is true wisdom. To forsake evil is real understanding.
Good morning. I like watching a program on TV called How It's Made. I don't know how many of us like this program. They tell you how they do solar panel, for example. They tell you how they create this mobile phone. But I find this fascinating because that piece of technology here is full of stuff. To compact it in a very small piece like that, it's a bit crazy. A lot of components. And if you search more deeper in these components, come from gold, silver, other precious stones, metal, a lot of things here. And you look at it and you be fascinated. And you look at it and said, wow. And always when I look to this program, I just not wondering how they put this piece of work together, but sometimes I look to the guy who created these machines to put those pieces together. It's just beyond sometimes my thinking. That little thing drop the right piece of soldering into the right piece is really small, tiny, a lot of things happening. And a lot of things, you feel like, how they come to this point? But this is what Job said. This is a New Testament version of how it's made. But in all this, he couldn't find wisdom. The new version of this chapter, we live it every single day. But in all this, I cannot find wisdom. Big question. So big that you get looking around, you see things happening, and still you cannot find wisdom. But the Bible answer very, very straight into us. God only, he knows where it is, and he knows the whole understanding of it. We discover galaxies around us. We discover a lot of things around us. But we don't know the wisdom behind keeping everything working. We don't know. We just know. We have some information. We have some knowledge about things around us. But search for the wisdom you cannot find. And the Bible, because it has been echoed many times in Psalms and Proverbs, that wisdom itself is the fear of God, is the beginning of wisdom. In Proverbs, said something different. Said the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. Put them together. And he attached the word understanding as well. And that is the thing, is how I can get my head around this. What does it mean the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom? Do I fear him because I am scared? Or I fear him because I respect him and love him? Do I fear him because he is far away, he is in control, he's a hard master, or he is a heavenly father, he is really close to me? What fear, the word fear you translated or interpreted in your mind and soul and heart, what that mean to you? Some of us experience God that he is far, far away. And some of us experience him, he is really close. Some of us saw that he is really not fair because of what is going on around us. And some of us see the wisdom of what he is doing even in the hard time. I met some guys last week. Over the last 15 years, they experienced war, earthquakes, COVID, name it. They are still smiling, and they are still encouraged. I bet young people, they grow up in war, and they're still smiling, and they are encouraged. I felt that much small in front of them. Because I take God for granted. I didn't understand the fear of him, that I really love him, not afraid of him. I met guys from Syria. They grow up during the war. They are in their 20s. They are in their 25, 19, 25 age. They grow with the war. They grow with bombing around them. Still very well educated, very well behave, smiling, full of eager to follow God and love him and follow him. That is the fear of God. Where I get that from? Deuteronomy I think 4, 5, and 6 said something very interesting. If you follow my command and my law and my decrees, what will happen? People around you will witness the wisdom you have. If you follow him, people will recognize it. If you don't follow him, you are like any other ordinary guy around. What makes you different and what makes you stand out, not because you are labeled as a Christian, because you are a son and daughter. What label you different? Because you are not labeled, you have experienced his understanding and his wisdom in your life and is pouring out of you. The more you obey him, the more wisdom you will have. Your knowledge in the Bible is great. It can stop up to there. You ask anybody, what is it? He can tell you everything. But his life is not reflecting this. What is going on? It didn't transform from knowledge to wisdom. What happened to you when you obey the word? It will transfer from just normal knowledge to wisdom. Jesus said something in John 15, I think, or 16, something like that, I cannot remember exactly the verse, is that all what I speak to you, I share with you, is life, spirit and life. All what comes out of me, it's a spirit, it's carrying life. That's why when you receive it, you receive life. It will transform you. Therefore, it's not knowledge anymore. It has become knowledge and life. And when it's become life, it's become wisdom. And people can see it, can witness it, can touch it. Because his word is life. You're still asleep, yes? Therefore, the first thing you want experience wisdom, fear the Lord, yes? Fear him, meaning obey his commandment. Allow the word to transform all your life. Allow the word to work with you. Don't work against it. Allow the word to clear and flush and make things different in your life because you know him. I can take my quiet time every day, but it's nothing changing in my life because I'm not allowing the word to go and change me. How I will get wisdom? Seek him, desire wisdom, and pray about it. If you seek wisdom, like the Bible said, Solomon said, if you search for it like you are searching for a silver, if you try to look for it, you are trying to look for it as a treasure. Find it. Look for it. Desire to find it in your life. Desire to find it in the world. And when you find it, it will change you. When you will find it, it will change you. A verse very interesting I came across. For the Lord give wisdom. Listen to this one. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2:6. It's from him. When you allow that relationship to come close and near, and when you recognize who you are in Christ Jesus, this is what I've been saying for the last 2 years, when you understand you are in His presence, that will change you. James said something very interesting. He said, if you lack wisdom, where do you get it from? Ask for it. Ask for it. Seek Him. Ask for wisdom. I'll tell you something funny Mom used to do with me. If I am angry, she will tell me, may the Lord grant you with wisdom. If I'm going for an interview, may the Lord grant you with wisdom. If I am meeting someone for work, may the Lord grant you with wisdom. If I am making a deal with a client, may the Lord grant you his wisdom. If I am traveling, may the Lord grant you his wisdom. Mom, you don't have anything else? I figured it out in my head that type of prayer, it what will convert every single promise and knowledge I have in Christ Jesus to life. I figured that out. It was too late to tell her that. But I figured this out. That what she was saying every time she prayed the same prayer as Paul prayed for the church of Ephesians. That I'm praying for the spirit of wisdom to come over you. Why? To reveal what's in God's heart for you. The more wisdom you have, the more understanding and revelation you have about Him. Knowing the Word is not reading a newspaper, because otherwise it will be dry and empty and dead. But knowing the Word, it will transform your life to something real. Your life will change because all what he speak wisdom. He transforms your life because he speak his heart to you. He won't share his heart with you. He won't tell you what's real in his heart for you. How precious you are. How important you are for him. Your job can be transformed because the wisdom of God. Prove it. You remember that guy in the time of Moses that the Lord said, I will pour my spirit over him to do all the work for the tent of meeting. You know that guy? I will pour out my spirit over him. He will create something. He will know something. He's already a good guy. He is a good craftsman. But when I pour out my spirit, it will change the whole thing. God can change your way of work, your understanding of what you do, because he pour out his wisdom on you. Because you are no longer ordinary guy. You are the son and you are the daughter of the Most High. Therefore, you reflect him. It's as simple as that. Right. We have few guys around here came back from uni. Amazing. Looked to them around and said, wow, lovely to have you, Chris, back. You know what? Julian and Helen, you did a good job. Why? Because this guy is reflecting something amazing. Why? Because there is a lot of wisdom happened in this guy's life. Because he is the son of Helen and Julian. Same applied to Megan, Tom, Ellie, all the young guys we have in the church here. Natalie, yes. I didn't see her. Yeah. Simple as that. Why? Because what God is doing in their life is it transforming them. Not because you've done a good job as a mom and dad. You reflect Christ to them. It's the same way. You are reflecting Christ to the people around you. Principle. Because he is the daddy. Knowledge about daddy is just a knowledge. But knowing him is wisdom. The word knowing is different than knowledge. You know, the word knowing is the same word that the Bible described when Adam and Eve came together as a couple. He said that Adam knew Eve. What happened here? They're connected. They are not separated. They are connected in a very, very special way, very much in the spirit. Yes? What happened? Knowing him is different than I have a knowledge about him. I am connected with him. This is the wisdom. The transformation from knowledge to understanding, that it will create wisdom. You will understand, oh yeah, that it reflect. There is an invitation for you guys. Book of Proverbs said something amazing, talking about wisdom. Wisdom is standing in the street on the city gate, calling for people to come. A great invitation from the spirit of wisdom. Standing calling for everybody. You don't have to have a qualification. You don't have to have a great CV. It's calling for everybody. Come. Because when you come, I will pour out my spirit and I will teach you my ways. When you come and respond to this invitation, he will pour out his spirit and he will teach you his ways. That is all. He's standing every single day calling. It's the same what Jesus did. Come to me who you are thirsty and hungry. It's for free. You don't have to pay for it. Same thing, wisdom, standing on the street corners, on the city gates, not looking for a CV, not looking for how good you are or how dressed you are. Looking for you and said, just come. Just come. As you are. Why? Because I want to connect with you. Why? I want you to know me. Not to have a knowledge about me. To get in touch with me. To have an understanding how I value that relationship between me and you. This is the wisdom. Come close. Come near. He invites us to take part and spend time and knowing him. He invites us to that place of his presence, his relationship, his dwelling place. He said, come. I just want to invite you to stand up if you are able. The invitation is for us here. In the early church, they prayed every day to be filled by the Spirit. In the early church, they were determined that they are filled by the Spirit on a daily basis. And my prayer is for us today is respond to that invitation that come, respond to that invitation of the Spirit of wisdom is calling and he won't pour out his wisdom over you. And invite him, come, Spirit of wisdom, come, Holy Spirit, come and fill me again. And when you fill me, I will reflect Jesus to others. When you fill me, I will be able to shine in my workplace. When you fill me, I will shine in my neighborhood. When you fill me, I will shine in the street of Ely. When you fill me, I will bring wisdom to any situation I'm in because I am in touch with you. I am connected. Therefore, respond to this today. Respond to the Holy Spirit. Respond to the invitation that I am calling. Is anybody won't come and I will pour out my Spirit. If I invite the worship team to come and just play the song you have, that would be amazing. Thank you. And let's just keep in that spirit, keep in that place of Lord, I want you to come. Spirit of wisdom, come. Holy Spirit, come. Refresh my relationship with the Father again today. Take over. Transform all my information and all my understanding to wisdom. Refresh me, refresh my spirit. Fill me up again. Transform my life. Transform me.